The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Rules of engagement are pretty easy on this program. You can text the word Mike or Michael to this number, 33103, 33103. I read all your text messages, and I know that different affiliates play the program at different times of day over the weekend. Feel free to text me anytime because I read them throughout. I read them all the week for my daily program here in Denver, and I read them all weekend for those that might be listening or, you know, time delaying or time shifting the program. So feel free to text anytime. The word Mike or Michael to 33103. If you want to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you can go to my iHeart show page. That's really easy to get to. Just go to michaelsweekendshow.com, michaelsweekendshow.com. Some of you said that sometimes you're getting a 404 message. It appears to me that the iHeart servers are kind of going up and down a little bit. But if you want to do that, just keep refreshing. You'll eventually get there, michaelsweekendshow.com. I want to shift gears, and I want to talk a little bit. I'm not sure how long this will take. But now that we're getting far enough away from the pandemic and the lockdowns, there's a lot of truth starting to come out. And, in fact, it's coming out faster than I thought it would. And I think the quicker we learn more about all of the ramifications of everything that the government convinced us to do, this mass psychosis formation that led many of us, not all of us, to just completely capitulate to government lockdowns, to taking a vaccine that was only authorized under an emergency use, had not been FDA cleared. We're now learning that its efficacy was, well, pretty much non-existent. And I'm not anti-vax. It drives me crazy that I have to continue that anytime I talk about the SARS-CoV-2 shot, the COVID-19 shot, that I have to keep throwing out there that I'm not anti-vax. Because anytime, I think that many Americans have been so brainwashed that you can't even question anything about what occurred during the pandemic. And I find that un-American. Americans should question everything. Even if your conclusion is that the government is right about something, your starting point should be to question the government. Let me tell you why that's so important. Because in most of the world, you cannot do that. And in countries where you cannot do that, it is inevitably leads to some sort of tyrannical form of government. So Americans should have in their DNA this idea that if the government tells me to go jump off a cliff, turn around and say why. If the government tells you that the sky is blue, you ought to look up and say, are you sure? Because the government inherently is incapable of doing everything right. And in fact, in most cases, is very capable of doing things wrong. And when you look around at the shutdowns, when you look at the lockdowns, and you look at the damage that it caused to school children, for example, there's data starting to come out that the harm to school children was much greater than we anticipated, or much greater, I should say, than we were told. And still, when you think about it, you still have people like Tony Fauci out there who continue to completely dig in his heels and refuses to admit that anything that he did or said was a mistake.
That is a fascinating phenomenon, and it points again to this word trust, and that in many ways the federal government and key officials dealing with the COVID response, such as yourself, were clearly not trusted by a significant portion of the population. Would you accept that you made some pretty significant missteps in the way you communicated your public health messages at the beginning and during the course of this pandemic response?
Let's think about some of the things that Fauci did. Don't wear a mask. Wear a mask. Social distance 6 feet. Don't social distance 6 feet. Where did you come up with 6 feet? Oh, it's scientifically proven. No, actually, it's a number we just pulled out of our butt. Lockdowns. Lockdowns are going to stop the spread of transmission. No, they're not. Take the SARS-CoV-2 shot and make sure you get boosters too, because that'll keep you from getting really sick. Oh, let's look at the President of the United States of America. Two vaccines, I don't know, 3,000 booster shots or something, and he gets COVID not once but twice? Come on. Or as Biden would say, come on, man. Come on, man.
Well, help me out. Tell me what you think was a misstep, and then perhaps I can respond to it.
Well, let's start with masks and your message on the efficacy of mask wearing. You appeared at the beginning to suggest it really wasn't very important, that masks made very little difference and there wasn't much point people wearing them. Only later did you concede that there was significant evidence that masks really did matter.
Yeah, and that was because the evidence was changing. Certainly, I take responsibility for the fact that that message in the beginning was not the correct message. But if you look at the circumstances and the data and evidence upon which we based that particular message, it had to do with a number of factors. First of all, there was felt to be a shortage of good masks in the country, that we did not want to get people hoarding masks and taking them away from the healthcare providers who needed them. The second thing, it was not fully appreciated that outside of the healthcare setting, namely the hospital setting, that masks actually were effective and important.
Show me the evidence. Because all the evidence I read, and in fact the meta-studies, the meta-analyses of all the studies done on masks, concludes that they really aren't effective whatsoever. Not against a virus. Masks might be effective against bacteria. That's why surgeons wear a mask in an operating room, because they don't want the bacteria spreading. But if a doctor's sick, the doctor doesn't go into the OR. If a doctor has a virus, he doesn't go into the OR. This idea first that you don't wear a mask and that you're told not that masks aren't effective because you want to preserve them and not have people hoarding them is basically just lying to the American people. Why don't you just tell us that? Yeah, these masks are effective, or we think they're effective, or we want to reserve them for healthcare workers. Tell us that. You know, if Americans are told the truth and the rationale for doing something, look, we don't necessarily think you ought to have to wear a mask at home or at work, but for healthcare workers, just as an added lever precaution, we want them to wear them, or we want them to wear KN95 masks. Don't go hoard other masks. Just tell us that. You think we don't care about hospital workers, healthcare workers? And then the whole idea of just putting a bandana across your face? Seriously? That's going to stop anything? Have you ever put, you know, a bandana up to your mouth? Yeah, you can still put it around your mouth really tightly and you can still breathe. Well, if you can still breathe, there's still something getting through.
Certainly, it wasn't appreciated at the time at all that the virus was spread by aerosol as well as droplets, and even more importantly, that about 50% to 60% of the transmissions were from someone with no symptoms at all. That's what we thought at the time.
Right, so your contention is the evidence.
It's just nuts. It's just nuts. But it continues today. On August 24 of last year, Dr. Scott Gottlieb sent an urgent email about a reporter to Twitter. Now, Scott Gottlieb is the former commissioner of the FDA. He currently sits on the board of directors of Pfizer that has received complete legal immunity from their vaccine, from their SARS-CoV-2 vaccine. No legal liability whatsoever. You could have direct causal evidence that shows a direct link between you taking the Pfizer shot and something bad happening to you, myocarditis, a heart attack, inflammation of the brain, any number of things in which any other drug company would be held liable because you could show and prove with empirical evidence a causal link directly between that shot and your medical condition, and there would be liability. And a jury would find and award damage, but you can't do that. You can't do that. Because you and I as taxpayers, remember, we paid for these shots. We paid for them and still are. Scott Gottlieb, who was the former commissioner of the FDA at this time when we were going through all of this, is now on the board of director of Pfizer. Talk about a revolving door, and guess how much he makes? A minimum of $400,000 a year just to sit on the board of directors. Attend four quarterly meetings. Maybe attend a few committee meetings here or there. $400,000 a year. Pfizer has made $70 billion selling these mRNA shots. So Scott Gottlieb sent an email to Twitter about a reporter by the name of Alex Berenson. Alex Berenson is a former reporter for the New York Times who has spent the past 2-3 years studying incessantly the efficacy and the effectiveness and all of the processes, all of the political machinations, everything about the mRNA shots. In that email, Gottlieb forwarded an article that Alex Berenson had written about Tony Fauci on his Substack page and complained, this is what's promoted on Twitter. This is why Tony Fauci needs a security detail. Oh, it must have been a very threatening email of some sort. Yes. The arrogance of Anthony Fauci read the email and what it means for the rest of us. And attached to it was a story about the things that Tony Fauci, in this reporter's opinion, based on his study of the evidence, had gotten wrong. You want to know what happened? Stay tuned. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Michael to 33103. Go to Michael's Weekend Show. Hang tight. I'll tell you what happened coming up next.
Silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by
54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, Mount Clay, have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. You can always text the word Michael to 33103. And you can send me a message like this from Uber number 9224. Mike, I really enjoyed driving during the lockdown because I didn't lock down. I was able to drive across town like it was 1975. Yeah, I got caught speeding during the lockdown because I didn't have to lock down either. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's say 105 miles an hour. Did I say 105? I meant 75. Yeah, I meant 75. So back to Scott Gottlieb. Alex Barron, Scott Gottlieb is the former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration. He was the commissioner during the time that the FDA was debating with Pfizer or working with Pfizer or in cahoots with Pfizer, however you want to describe it, to get approval for their mRNA shot to deal with COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2. He has now gone to work for Pfizer. It's a great revolving door. It's a revolving door you ought to be, you know, you should go get yourself in that revolving door. Because you work as the commissioner of the FDA, and you probably get paid, I don't know, somewhere around $180,000, maybe $200,000 a year. And then you go on the board of directors for Pfizer, and you get paid $400,000, not to work 8 days a week, no, but to work one meeting every quarter, and maybe a couple of Zoom committee meetings or something in between. The purpose of this story is to talk about how Gottlieb, at the time that he was the FDA commissioner, and even afterwards, tried to censor this reporter for simply doing his job as a reporter and having a divergent or different or opposing or opposite or whatever description, adjective you want to use, view of Pfizer's mRNA vaccine. The conspirators that Gottlieb included in this attempt to censor Berenson included corporate, private, and federal actors. And what they were trying to do was to block his reporting about the failure of the mRNA COVID vaccines. They wanted to suppress debate. They wanted to stop the debate about the necessity for the boosters or even the mandates. And so they went after Alex Berenson on Twitter. Now, you may think that's not very important, except that for journalists, Twitter is probably the most important global platform for any journalist. Journalists make their, I'm going to say they make their living, but if you're a New York Times reporter, a reporter for the Los Angeles Times, the Houston Chronicle, or you're a reporter for one of the major networks, the way you get other reporters to pick up your story, to get yourself on the cable news shows, is via Twitter. The way you get dissenting opinions out used to be on Twitter. Reporters would look at other journalists like Alex Berenson, and they'd say, oh, look, he's got a really divergent view of SARS-CoV-2. Maybe we should, you know, don't give him any credit, but maybe we ought to follow him, see what he's writing, and maybe we can incorporate some of that stuff into our stories. So that's why Gottlieb and all these other actors wanted to ban Alex Berenson from Twitter, because it truly is the most important global platform for journalists. And to get someone banned from Twitter is, in essence, to shut them down, is to ghost them, is to get them silenced. And for a time with Alex Berenson, they succeeded. And it should go without saying that Alex Berenson's story about Tony Fauci on Substack did not threaten or harass him in any way. He called him arrogant, a skilled courtier, and mocked his infamous comment that criticizing him was attacking science. Really? That's wrong? Criticizing someone as attacking science? It didn't make any difference. They got Alex Berenson silent. Hey, stay tuned, because I want to tell you about Justin Trudeau in Canada. Turns out, he lied also. That's coming up next. Don't go away.
Expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Hello, friends. This is RC with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Padron 1926 Series Number 9. 5 1/4 inches by 56 ring gauge. This is, I will admit, a personal favorite. A Nicaraguan puro, richer, rounder, and more complex experience with flavors of coffee, nuts, and a hint of black cherry, perfectly balanced with a finish that lasts for days. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Wind River Resort and Casino is thankful for all our guests and would like you to come down and play our Thankful Tuesday's $68,000 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Earn 4 times the entries on Sundays and Mondays. Weekly drawings Tuesdays in October and November from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners will pick 3 game pieces off the game board for free slot play. And the highest winner every half hour will win $1,000 cash. All the details are at WinRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Really easy to engage. Just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Text the word Mike or Michael and your message to 33103. Or you can go to michaelsweekendshow.com and you can find all the stuff you need about the program there. So I wanted to spend a few minutes talking about Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada. Because Justin Trudeau acted like a little just like a little creepy little dictator when it came to SARS-CoV-2. And we're now learning more about what he's done. You see, this is the kind of issue. Since COVID-19 has now become endemic as opposed to pandemic, meaning it's going to be with us forever, unless, you know, there's some cure invented down the road somewhere. This virus is going to float around and mutate, and every year there's going to be a new COVID shot. Now, I think at some point, the American taxpayers ought to stop paying for it. You know, if Pfizer or Moderna or Johnson & Johnson or anybody else wants to start coming up like they come up with a flu shot, then, you know, that's fantastic. They'll do it. I don't think the taxpayers ought to foot the bill. We've already paid billions and billions for a shot that we were told that we had to take. And if we didn't take it, we were a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Like we were putting grandma in danger. Well, it turns out that's not quite true. Turns out the efficacy in terms of stopping transmission of SARS-CoV-2 was way overblown to the point that it's really non-existent. That is why we hear stories about people who have gotten the vaccine, gotten the boosters, and they still got sick. Because other people who had done the same thing were still transmitting it. So we're all still transmitting SARS-CoV-2 all around the world right now. It's still happening. It's just that we've recognized that it's not nearly as severe. We understand the most vulnerable populations, and we know what to do. Like, don't put people on ventilators. Well, there's a new report out in newly unsealed court documents that show that when Justin Trudeau's government decided to ban travel, domestic travel in Canada, unless you were vaccinated, there was no scientific basis for it at all. Think about that. This is why, now, I know Canada doesn't quite have the same kind of DNA that we do about always questioning everything. Now, a lot of Canadians, to their credit, did question these things. But they don't have that kind of oomph that we do that says, you know what, screw you, I'm not going to do this. Jennifer Little, who was head of the COVID recovery unit in Canada, a little secretive organization that was within Transport Canada, much like our U.S. Department of Transportation, oversees all the transportation, airlines and trains, all of that, suggested that a senior official in Trudeau's cabinet, or possibly Trudeau himself, had ordered them to impose the ban. No, they did not go. This little group, this COVID recovery unit within Transport Canada, they didn't go to Trudeau and say, hey, you know what, Mr. Prime Minister, we need to ban unvaccinated people from traveling because we have scientific proof that they are a threat to people on trains and planes. Nope. No one in that unit, including the head of the unit herself, had any formal education in epidemiology, medicine, or public health, and they had no evidence whatsoever to support the ban. And in fact, the inference in this report is that Trudeau himself may have ordered this unit to ban the travel. Now, this comes just a little over a year after Trudeau gave his classic Führer-style rant, like Biden used to do. Remember how Biden used to go in and talk about the pandemic of the unvaccinated? Well, Trudeau did the same thing. Here's what Trudeau said. Well, in fact, rather than me read it to you.
You deserve better. You deserve a government that's going to continue to say, get vaccinated. And you know what? If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's your choice. But don't think you can get on a plane or a train besides vaccinated people and put them at risk. We need to be struck.
You know, I want to pause. Have you thought about that? If you think you can get on a plane or a train without being vaccinated and put vaccinated people at risk, have you thought about how illogical that is? Because if you're vaccinated, wasn't that supposed to prevent you from getting the disease? That was the original intention. That was the original purpose of the vaccine. Well, you got to get vaccinated because you got to protect grandma. You got to get vaccinated because you got to protect other people. And here he's saying, you can choose not to get vaccinated, but if you don't get vaccinated, you can't get on a plane or a train and become a threat to the vaccinated. Well, what the hell are the vaccinated doing? We never stop and think about how illogical some of these government officials are.
You deserve a government that's going to continue to say, get vaccinated. And you know what? If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's your choice. But don't think you can get on a plane or a train besides vaccinated people and put them at risk. We need to be strong in the decisions we're taking going forward, and we need to put people first, which we have always done. And I'll be honest, you know, like I do, there's lots of people out there who don't agree with that. And the reality is, that's okay. We're in a democracy. People can make themselves heard. And that's part of why we need to have this moment for people to make that choice for the future. The counter to tyranny is democracy, is elections. And that's exactly what we're putting forward, because we have put Canadians at the forefront of everything we've done. And we know that's what we're going to continue to do. So I need you, all of you, to keep stepping up. We need to keep working to protect and build a better future together, and that's why I need you to continue to step up. I need you to talk to your neighbors and talk to your friends. Talk to those folks who are still wondering whether they should get vaccinated and tell them, yes, they need to get vaccinated so we protect ourselves, protect our communities, and protect our kids who can't yet get vaccinated.
Oh, protect the children. Oh, if it's protected, and if it saves just one life. He's insane. But everybody was insane. Now you have these newly unsealed court documents that indicate that, far from following science, what Trudeau and his cabinet had been focused on was pure politics in implementing domestic travel bans. Bruce Party, who's a law professor at Queen's University, says this: the Trudeau government has claimed to follow the science on COVID, but that science is strangely different than it is everywhere else. Instead, its policies are based on spite, divisiveness, and pure politics. COVID now serves as an excuse to punish the government's ideological enemies. No scientific basis whatsoever. Yet in that little Führer speech, the little dictator Justin Trudeau says in the most incoherent way possible that if you want to protect the vaccinated and you want to fly on a plane or get on a train in Canada, then you too have to be vaccinated, which just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. I think that the pandemic and this idea that government officials at all levels can do anything that they want and that we'll just, like sheeple, just comply and go along with it, I hope is dead. But I do know this. What the pandemic did was it created a group of government officials who actually believe that they can do anything and get by with it, and that it won't make any difference. I want you to listen, because I think when it comes to public education, school boards in this country are in the forefront of that kind of ideology, that they can do whatever they want, and it doesn't make any difference, and nobody will stand up to them. We have a culture that has a huge problem in this country with child porn and with sex trafficking. An Encinitas Union School District in California made the decision to feature an event to sexualize young children. Well, one parent stood up to call it exactly what it is.
As he writhes on the ground, grinding his groin next to a minor, family-friendly. I just want to know what it is that makes a drag show family-friendly. Because if you follow it to its logic...
I don't care about drag shows. I've been to a drag show. They're funny. They're kind of entertaining. As an adult, do you want your child, say a 12-year-old, to go to a drag show? And the drag show that I watched one time, I'm not quite sure how you make it family friendly. But that's the point that this parent at the Encino Unified School District meeting is trying to make. How do you make a drag show family friendly?
I just want to know what it is that makes a drag show family friendly. Because if you follow it to its logical conclusion, you can slap family-friendly titles on anything. You can have family-friendly gentlemen's clubs, family-friendly strip shows, family-friendly 50 Shades of Grey read-aloud. Will you approve my flyer if I want to host in all the sex secrets of the Kama Sutra for kids and families if it's family-friendly? That's my question.
Wow.
Come on.
What is it about a grown man, and I honestly, sincerely, as a woman, mean this. What is it about a grown man costumed in a sparkly bra with augmented boobs busting out, a leather miniskirt barely covering his twerking ass with tuck tape on his front while spreading his fishnetted legs as he rides on the ground, grinding his groin next to a minor, family-friendly?
No.
You owe us an answer.
No.
And you know, you don't get to hide by just taking something down off Peachtree and calling it a day. You owe an explanation and an apology to every parent. That have a massive problem with child porn, with sex trafficking. You, a little school district board of adults, made the decision to feature an event to hypersexualize young children. Do you want to know that the word that defines that? It's groomer. You all played the activist pimp for an aligned surgical center and for a 21-plus gay bar. It makes you groomers and activist pimps. And we won't have those sitting on a school board who oversees the education of our children. You all stepped out of line. You should be ashamed.
Yep.
There's nothing loving.
No.
There's nothing. Let's unite and include, because the logical conclusion of that is you end up in diabolical evil.
So true. So true. I'm not anti-gay. I'm not anti-drag queen. I'm not anti-any of that stuff. But I am in public education. You know, if you were listening to the program earlier, I went on a rant about, because last week I had talked about the wokeness of the U.S. military and how it was making this country weaker. Well, let me talk about public education and how that's making this country weaker. Because we decided that we're going to take all this wokeness and inculcate young, you know, still kids whose brains and personalities are still developing, and throw all this stuff at them. And what I don't understand is why that's more important than teaching someone how to read, how to write, how to critically think, how to understand American history, how to understand world history, how to understand civics, how to understand all the things that public schools should be doing to create useful, productive citizens when they graduate from high school. This is not occurring in high school. This is occurring with 12, 13, and 14-year-olds. This is what I think. You may think this is a huge leap to make. It's not. It's a very short leap for me. I think this is what the pandemic did. Because I think the pandemic showed to all of those people who run for school boards or county commissioners, city councils, run for state legislatures, whatever, that they think that they have all of this power. And then you combine that with this movement of wokeness in the country, and now they think they can take their power, and they can take that and meld that power with wokeness and cram it into school systems. That's not happening everywhere. But it's becoming pretty pervasive. You ought to find out whether or not it's happening in your school, regardless whether you have kids in school or not. You ought to be finding out whether it's happening in your school. Because if it's happening in Encinitas, it might be happening in Poughkeepsie. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Silver demand will exceed supply again this year. Mining.com stated this month that 32,000 tons of silver will be produced, and the amount we need is 34,000 tons. That is a 2,000-ton shortage. This proves that Noble Gold Investments has long warned the market about U.S. transition to renewable energy will put pressure on silver production. Silver is used in solar cells, industrial fabrication, and the automotive industry. There will be a further increase in demand in the field of nanotechnology, the food industry, and printed and flexible electronics. Demand will increase by 54% by 2030. There's no better time to invest with Noble Gold Investments than now. Noble Gold Investments will walk you through the entire process, and it'll take you no more than 5 minutes to open a gold or silver IRA. And this month, you'll get an incredible free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with a qualified IRA of $20,000 or higher. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
The Society of Animal Artists' 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey, thanks for joining me on the Weekend with Michael Brown. Really appreciate all of you tuning in this weekend. Hope you'll tune in again next weekend. So if you don't believe me that the pandemic actually is having this long-term effect, not just in terms of government officials and how they now think they have all this power, but also the pandemic's effect and impact on babies' milestones. You think about childhood development and how the brain neurologically develops. By what? By being around in a social setting, which might be a kindergarten, a preschool, or even, you know, an extended family, learning how to speak or to point at objects, or to wave goodbye. Well, there's a study out from the Royal College of Surgeons in Dublin, Ireland. The study babies born between March and May of 2020 and babies born between 2008 and 2011. Guess what?
Welcome back. A new study showing the devastating setbacks for babies born during the COVID-era lockdowns. Infants born before and after peak pandemic months had sharp differences in important milestones, such as saying meaningful words, pointing at objects, or even waving goodbye. Here to react is Fox News medical contributor, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Listen, I have a three-year-old daughter now who was born in July of 2019. And I look at it kind of the opposite because I was able to stay home, I feel like I interacted with my daughter a lot. And she, I'll tell you right now, talks too much. But this study's really interesting. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, it is interesting. And first of all, children, they always have developmental milestones, especially before that 0 to 12 months of age. And some of it's intrinsic. It naturally comes as they get older. But a lot of it is extrinsic, meaning they need to be stimulated to have some of these developmental growths. And as we've already pointed out, so to the ability to say a meaningful word by 12 months of age, that was decreased in this study that was published in BMJ. And so why is that? Well, there are many reasons for that. First of all, you know, the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the CDC, they lied when they said that children don't need to see their caregivers' faces and that it was okay for them to be physically distancing, because that's false. Children need to be able to interact with other human beings. Yeah. That's how they learn words. If their caregivers' face are covered, the sounds are muffled, they're not able to read those words, and they're not going out to the playgrounds and the other social interactions where they're learning some of the words. They also pointed out the fact that think of the little ones. They're constantly pointing, what's this, what's this, what's this? Yeah. It's this natural curiosity. Well, if they're not leaving their home, they're not being exposed to new things.
Exactly.
That natural curiosity is not there anymore. And by the way, if people aren't coming and going, they're not going to learn how to say bye-bye. That makes sense.
All of that makes sense. That's just one example of how the pandemic is actually destroying civilization. We've got to learn from this. If we fail to learn from it, we're doomed to repeat this mistake again. Hey, thanks for joining The Weekend with Michael Brown. Tune in next week, same time. I'll see you then. Take care.
Niler loved working in IT, but he wanted more.
I knew I could make more money if I was certified.
His boss encouraged him to go to My Computer Career.
My manager knew that I'd be more valuable.
The experience was top-notch.
I was able to take classes on my laptop. Now I can work from home. You can get into IT within less than a year.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
Check out My Computer Career. If I can do it, I know anybody can.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Wondering how you can help those impacted by Hurricane Ian? Give now at HelpSalvationArmy.org. All donations will go directly to the front lines, supporting immediate relief efforts for the hurting and the hopeless. Your generosity will bring rest to the weary right now and provide resources for healing and rebuilding far into the future. Help us love beyond disaster. Donate now at HelpSalvationArmy.org.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.